With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And Bill's at the Hunter Extravaganza in San Antonio this weekend. He's been on the road for like 3 weeks. But our producer, Bob Vance, Audio Bob, is sitting in today.
You tired of me yet?
No, not yet. Well, okay. I see you every week anyway.
That's true.
You know, but our guest today, it's a great story, too. Briley Manufacturing in Houston, they are experts in complete gunsmithing, but so much more, and a great history. And John Barnes, president of Briley Manufacturing, is our guest today. So we're going to get into that and a whole lot of other things around the state and around the nation. But first, remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. And as I said, Bill is on the road. This is his third week in a row, these big Hunter's extravaganzas.
He's playing the Willie Nelson song in his truck everywhere he goes. Yeah. On the road again.
On the road again.
Yeah, but this is the time of year. He's doing well.
Oh, yeah.
And it's great going
on. The shows have been great.
Yeah.
Everyone he's been to, he said that they've had some, you know, some really, really great crowds. And that's good to hear, folks. folks are getting out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's check some news items. The National Rifle Association, at their 24th annual meetings and exhibits, the NRA Board of Directors elected Doug Hamlin, then Executive Director of NRA Publications, to serve as the organization's new CEO and Executive Vice President after they have said goodbye, fortunately, finally, to Wayne LaPierre. But who is Doug Hamlin? I'm a Midwesterner at heart. I'm from the great state of Michigan. At a young age, I had high hopes to be a U.S. Marine, and I was fortunate enough to get the opportunity. I served on active duty for 6 years as an infantry officer, also was on recruiting duty, he says. After service, Hamlin set his sights on the firearm industry. At that time, I was introduced to the Peterson Publishing Company through friends who were working for the company in Michigan. Since I was based in Los Angeles, I was able to apply there, ended up going to work for Guns and Ammo magazine in the late 80s, and had a wonderful 14-year run there. He eventually moved up to work as the publisher of Motor Trend, and that's the flagship publication of the Peterson Publishing Company. With the internet taking off in the 1990s, Hamlin embraced the digital age, founded Automedia Solutions, a private company dedicated to providing up-to-date automotive news and information to modern consumers. Ultimately, though, I was recruited to come to the National Rifle Association in 2014 as the Executive Director of Publications, Hamlin said, and that's clearly been the highlight of my career up to this point. As a divisional director of the National Rifle Association, Hamlin has worked with other leaders and staffers within the organization, giving him a keen familiarity with all the elements of the NRA. Additionally, he recognizes the unique place the organization has within our country. The NRA has an honorable history going back to 1871. We've had 9 U.S. presidents as members, had the Medal of Honor recipients and Medal of Honor recipients, plural, I'm sorry, as presidents of the organization. We continue to celebrate culturally our heritage. The return on the investment of the members that they have made to the NRA is undeniable, he said. The clout that we have on Capitol Hill comes from our membership. The NRA Institute for Legislative Action is the gold standard in political lobbying in Washington. They win. Today, Hamlin has one goal: grow the National Rifle Association. The strength of the NRA has always been in its members, and that's more truer now, I think, than ever. Bob, yep. What do you got?
Hey, well, from what I'm seeing, fall is drawing near. Wait, is it?
Kind of, sort of. Some mornings are a little cooler. Yeah,
that's what the story says. Fall is drawing near. Well, however close it is, and that means the beginning of a new hunting season and fishing season. Prior to venturing into the waters or hitting the field, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department reminds you, hunters and anglers, to purchase their new license for the 2024-25 season, and they are on sale now. Current Texas year hunting and fishing license expire August 31st, except the year from purchase all water fishing package license for the 2024-25 season that went on sale Thursday. Yeah, that's on August 15th. Did you know this? Texans purchase more than 3.9 million hunting and fishing licenses annually.
I know that now.
Well, now you do. Directly funding a multitude of conservation efforts and recreational opportunities. The licenses help sales and include the fish stocking, wildlife management, habitat restoration, public hunting leases, river fishing access, and Texas game wardens. Outdoorsmen, you men and women can purchase a variety of licenses through where the official TPWD website or in person at retail locations throughout the state.
Now, I want to strongly suggest go on the website and do it, because I did it last year, and on the 15th of August, that morning, I get a nice little note from Parks and Wildlife going, "Hi there, ready to renew? Click here.
Well, there's digital licenses available, too, that you can put on your phone.
Correct. Oh, yeah. No, it's cool. Yeah. From our friends at Ford, Lincoln's flagship SUV, the new 2025 Navigator, made its public debut this week at the Pebble Beach Concours, fabulous event, in California, revealing how its redesign elevates first-class travel for those riding in all three rows. Here's a teaser of the redesigned Navigator, a reimagined interior combined with the Lincoln digital experience and an immersive 48-inch panoramic display. Two speakers, part of the 28-speaker Revel Ultima 3D audio system, serve as jewels on either side of the display. Lincoln Blue Cruise, second row power, tailored seats with active motion massage. All new Lincoln split gate and open on approach with effortlessly access for loading. Sanctuary front and center with the help of Lincoln Rejuvenate, your spa on wheels. A multi-sensory experience that combines sight, sound, touch, and scent, allowing clients to relax and recharge. I can't wait to get my hands on one of these things. You got something else?
Did you say 48-inch? I just wanted 48-inch
screen.
Holy cow. I'm not sure if my TV's that big. Hey, I do have one more thing. Yeah. Harold, you're in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Would you like to be in the Texas Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame?
I'm a joiner.
Yeah?
Okay.
Well, the Texas Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame committee is looking for nominations for next year's induction into the Hall of Fame. Nominees can be either individuals or organizations who have made important contributions to fishing in Texas. Applications are being accepted now through November 1st. The nominees will be evaluated by the Hall of Fame committee, made up of anglers, industry professionals, fisheries, biologists, and organizations involved in freshwater fishing. Is Bill part of, maybe we need to secretly do Bill. Okay. I would like, yeah, I'm gonna nominate Bill. The Texas Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame is housed at the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center in Athens, and you can go to ptpwd.texas.gov and just do a search for Hall of Fame nominations and you will find it.
Okay, let me get down here to the CCA State of Texas Anglers Rodeo Leaderboard, okay? Our favorite division, the Star Kids, they're going for scholarships, $30,000 for the leader, and they paid down to fourth runner-up, $2,500 scholarships. And some of these kids have been at this, they've been leading this whole thing, and you know the worry as we close in the end of this month on this thing. Sheepshead leader still, 7-pound, 13-ounce Caden Smith, who is 10. Gafftop, 6-pound, 4-ounce Easton Deeds, who is 7. Star Teens Scholarship Division, same thing, $30,000 for the leader. Sheepshead, Cooper Stathakos, age 14, with a 7-pound, 13. Gafftop leader, Jonah Chapa, who is 14, 6-pound, 13-ounce. Getting into the Anglers Rodeo Inshore Division, Sheepshead leader, 10-pound, 7-ounce Larry Holman. Gafftop, 7-pound, 9-ounce Clifton Williams Jr. Black Drum, 17-pound, 2-ounce Holden Ashworth. The Hoff Power Offshore Division, Kingfish, 55-pound, 7-ounce leader Brandon Bennies. Dorado, Brady Davis with a 34-pound, 8-ouncer. Ling, 61-pound, 2-ounce whopper from Michael May. Red Snapper, 21-pound, 8-ounce Mark Hudman. In the Red Tag Division, this is Red Tag, they put 125 fish out there. Where you fish that are tagged, you get them. You get a brand-new Ford F-150 Haney boat, Mercury Motor Coastline trailer. And right now, still only two, Zeke Woolsey and Jansen Miller. In the Blue Tag Division, that's for a boat, motor, trailer package. Right now, still only one, Adrian Gutierrez. And I think we need to take a break because we had a lot coming around the corner on Texas Outdoor News. America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance, and this portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years, with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got five of them at my place I've had for over 20 years, and they're still doing their job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind. Towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. That is B-L-Y-N-D.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome. And you can get some of these wonderful things like at Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, Texas. All Carter's Country locations in Houston. D&D Hardware in LaGrange. So check all of that out. Speaking of checking, let's check the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend, as well as Monday and Tuesday, a quartet of good days. Wednesday is the first of three best days for the week. Thursday falls to fair but rebounds on Friday, and next Saturday is two more best days. Next Friday and Saturday, I'm sorry. Next Sunday, another good one. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day occurs from late morning until late afternoon. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. On Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, this most active period occurs from mid to late afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Monday, August the 19th, we will have a full moon. On the coast, this Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide. This Sunday, Monday, Tuesday will each have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday's a three tide day with two high tides, just one low. Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday, another trio of days with a double tide schedule each day. Next Sunday, a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. When you think about tides, well, let's head down like to the Corpus area. Have you heard of the massive boat stop complex expansion? Well, it started with boat stop storage and continues to grow and serve the needs of the Coastal Bend residents and visitors. Boat stop storage is located on the mainland in Flower Bluff before crossing the JFK Causeway off Walden and Graham Roads. These super clean and spacious units come in 30, 35, 40, and 80-foot lengths. GFI outlets are in all units. There are five boat wash bays, security personnel, and excellent customer service. Boat Stop Storage members also have access to Boat Stop Marina, located on Laguna Shores Road, that allows launching to the east side of the Upper Laguna Madre, Intracoastal Waterway, Packery Channel, and other game fish destinations during operational hours with convenient vehicle and trailer parking. Now, how about a secure place to store your beach buggy, 4x4, UTV, or all that extra gear? Boat Stop Storage is conveniently located to accommodate and access when needed. Also available are walk-in storage units. Boat Stop is the coastal development with vision that accommodates storage needs, boat launching for RVers. Visit Sunset Ridge RV Resort. For information, visit BoatStopStorage.com, BoatStopMarina.com, SunsetRidgeRVResort.com, or call Boat Stop Storage at 361-937-2423. That's 361-937-2423. Bob, let's go fishing.
Hey, let's go to the coast. San Antonio Bay black drum are good over oyster reefs on dead shrimp. Trout are still being caught over oyster reefs on grass lines with piggy perch. Bolivar, people are catching plenty of fish everywhere, and there's an exclamation point after everywhere. Mm. Redfish are feeding in the surf and jetty. Lots of speckled trout, redfish, croakers, and sand trout. Sheephead, black drum, and speckled trout and crab caught along the jetty, plus plenty of stingrays and sharks. Did I mention redfish? The surf is also producing even more of those speckled trout, lots of bull and redfish and black drum, gaff top, lots of stingrays, and bigger sharks along the whole peninsula, with high activity towards Gilchrist or High Island mainly. People are using all kinds of different things for bait with a lot of great, awesome results. East Galveston Bay, fair numbers of trout are being caught over shell reefs, plenty of various sized speckled trout, black drum, sheep's head, and lots of reds caught on live shrimp, croakers, and top water lures. Alligator gar are abundant. West Galveston Bay, good catches of speckled trout and redfish on live croaker, followed by shrimp. The Causeway Bridge and nearby rocks are good for trout on live shrimp under popping corks. Texas City, Galveston beachfront has been good for speckled trout and Spanish mackerel. Galveston jetties are producing speckled trout. Red snapper catches offshore do remain solid. Anglers are catching plenty of speckled trout and even more redfish out there. Live shrimp and finger mullet have been the best baits. Freeport, Christmas Bay, Chocolate Bay, Bastrop Bay, and the Upper West Galveston Bay have been good. Drifting and throwing shrimp under a popping cork for catches of trout, redfish, drum, and a few flounder mixed in. San Luis Pass and the beachfront are good in early morning for trout and redfish, throwing topwaters, plastics, live croaker, and shrimp on a popping cork. Port O'Connor, black drum outside of the South Jetties, a big black drum outside of the South Jetties at the end on blue crab and dead shrimp. Trout are biting north and south of the surf on live croaker. Slot redfish are good at the inside of the South Jetty, about 100 feet from the end. Keeper drums are biting in the flare of the jetties. Tarpon are good drifting in the ship channel with large croakers. On big incoming tides, bull redfish are from back of the jetties to Bird Island. Going over to Rockport, trout are great on croaker along the grass and shell in 3 to 4 feet of water. Popping cork and shrimp have been producing in flats while drifting. Redfish have been good on shrimp, piggy perch, and cut skipjack or mullets in flats. Black drum are good on live or dead shrimp and fish baits in drains, sand pockets, and along oyster beds. Port Aransas, redfish are good on shrimp and cut bait. There have been a lot of bull redfish caught along the jetties. Trout are good with croaker or shrimp on free-lined or shrimp free-lined along the rocks. Black drum have been good on shrimp. Surf fishing has been producing good redfish and trout in the first and second gut, with an occasional shark. Baffin Bay, redfish are up shallow, and so are black drum. Port Mansfield Field, light winds have allowed us to find potting redfish in shallow waters. Catching them is fun, and they are eager to take small plastics such as junior bait tails and wiggalos. Quality trout have been coming a little deeper, and they've been holding over scattered grass beds. Flounder are still present in pretty good numbers also. South Padre, good trout bite on edges of deep water. Schools of redfish and black drum on gas well flats. Bull redfish at jetties using live mullet. Mangrove snapper are excellent at jetties and at the end of Brownsville Channel.
Okay, let's head to the Piney Woods. Fork bass are good early in the morning in shallow water, 2 to 4 feet around flooded grass and weeds on chatterbaits and flukes. The crappie fishing on Lake Fork continues to be excellent. As we get deeper into the summer pattern, fish are still stacked up on brush, trees, and some laydowns. Minnows are a good choice to help overcome the slower bite. You can still catch fish on smaller hand-tied baits or soft plastics. Lake of the Pines. Bass are good with schooling activity starting to pick up. Follow the shad to find the bass. There are still some bass in the bushes along the banks, pitching Texas rigged worms and jigs or wacky rigs. Livingston, catching a lot of white bass in 8 to 12 feet of water with white and chartreuse slabs. Nacogdoches, largemouth bass are excellent for numbers, 2 to 4 fish on big soft plastics, Carolina rigs. Schoolies are biting, jigging spoons, and blade baits, 6-cent poppers. Crappie are excellent for numbers, 9 to 14 inch, over brush piles in 12 to 15 feet of water, using natural and chartreuse crappie jigs. Nackenish, largemouth bass are excellent, with many 3 to 6 pound catches on Carolina rigs and on single small swim baits or blade baits for schooling bass. Crappie are excellent with catches between 10 and 14 inches with live minnows or natural colored crappie jigs. Sam Rayburn, catfish are all over the lake in 20 feet of water and in 12 feet of water in the creek channels. White bass are on points in the south end of the lake near the dam. Tyler, summer fishing patterns are holding steady. Night fishing is good for catfish and crappie in the lights. Crappie are good using minnows and jigs on brush in 16 feet of water. Catfish are fair in 12 to 16 feet of water with shrimp and liver. Brim are good on red worms off the barge and throughout the lake.
Hey, let's go to the southwest and high plains lakes. Allen Henry, crappie are good in 15 to 30 feet on minnows. O.H. Ivy, some black bass to 9 pounds are suspended and deeper trees and schooling in main lake areas 15 to 25 feet being caught on swim baits, 10-inch worms, and 6-cent hair jigs. Crappie are good in schools over tops of trees and deeper water, but suspended 6 to 15 feet and 20 feet plus of water. Bluegill are good on earthworms under bobbers in shallow water and suspended over treetops as well. Channel catfish are good on rod and reels in 2 to 6 feet of water on shrimp, stink bait, and chicken liver. Bass drop. Bass schoolies are still going strong in the discharge starting out, throwing fluke juniors, small straight tail swim baits, shaky heads, and scrounger jigs are working well there. Limestone largemouth bass are good in 3 to 11 feet of water on Texas rig, Carolina rig, finesse jig, swim jig, and topwater frog if you can find the grass. Catfish and white bass are the same. Crappie are good suspended in 8 to 14 feet of water on brush piles, standing timber, and power line pylons on minnows. Tewakini hybrid striper white bass. White bass, catfish, largemouth continue to bite well. The hybrid striper and whites are up shallow as oxygen content in the water is high. Some schooling is happening early and late. Middle of the day, fishing is best on humps and ledges, working inline spinners and slabs. Trolling is also catching fish. Best depths have been 8 to 14 feet. The eating size of the catfish are really good as it gets. It's good as it gets right now. Prepared bait such as punch and drip baits are working best in 2 to 15 feet of water. The trophy catfish are showing signs of biting again. Medium-sized cut bait in 15 to 20 feet is best. In Texoma, striped bass are good in drifting. Striped bass fishing is good, drifting live shad on flats in 10 to 20 feet of water early in fishing and schooling fish on top along the river channels in midday. Slabs, topwaters, and small swim bait are working good in the schooling fish. Crappie are showing up on brush in 12 to 15 feet of water, suspended in the top 5 feet of water column. Glow jigs on an 1/8 ounce spinner jig using electronics to locate and activate fish are best right now. Catfish are good on prepared bait and cut shad in 15 to 20 feet of water for channel and small blue catfish. Bigger fish are deep in the flats on 35 to 45 feet of water. Cut gizzards, shad, and the whole gizzard shad drifting. Calaveras, redfish are very good from the bank on live shrimp. From the dam all the way to Picnic Point. Trolling gold spoons is good in 18 to 20 feet from the dam to the silos. Blue catfish are good out in front of the crappie wall on live bait and cut bait. Channel catfish are good along rock lines and on cheese bait. Falcon. Channel catfish are excellent in 5 to 10 feet of water with shrimp or in 3 feet of water on a cork rig. Alligator gar are good on for bow anglers with a rod and reel with a 3-0 or a 4-0 with cut sharp or tilapia. Bass are good in 18 to 20 feet of water on hard bottoms with plastic worms and crankbaits.
Okay, in the hill country, brownwood catfish are good with catches up to 15 pounds on prepared bait at baited holes or drifting cut bait on the main lake flats. Canyon, bass are on grass edges in 15 feet of water. They can be caught on a drop shot. Granger, black bass are good on crankbaits and plastic worms fished up river around the island area. Crappie are good on micro jigs, minnows fished over rush piles, and in timber. Blue cats are good on jug lines baited with shad. On the hunting scene, because now is still a good time to get out and chase those free-ranging axis, through August 31st, that's the javelina season in the South Zone, and through August 31st also squirrel season in other open counties. Always go to Parks and Wildlife for information on those things, okay? Well, I've been driving something. I'm glad Bill's not here today.
Yeah, well, yeah. We know how he is on that. This is the 2024 Fiat 500e. And, of course, their cut line says, inspired by beauty. This is a tiny car. Because there are two things about it that Bill won't like. One, I don't think he can get in it. And two, it's a plug-in. Okay, a pure plug-in. And interesting, when they dropped it off to me, they said this was actually made for the Italian market, but we wanted you to try it out. Because it gets, if you're lucky, in town on a full charge of 120 miles. This ain't a highway thing. But, you know, some in our audience, why are you talking about a Fiat? And I'm not poking fun. My father talked just like that. Anyway, no, I got to take what the press fleet gives me, friends. And if I want the big whopper 3500 off-road pounder, I need to take the other stuff, too, because I try to obviously spread the word. And all of us own more than one vehicle. Come on. So this thing for town, you can almost park crosswise in a parking slot with this thing. Okay?
I've seen them around.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's a real little scooter. It's front-wheel drive. It's fine. Power-assisted anti-lock system. This one, I mean, I got a lot of looks. It was a cream interior. The exterior was rose gold. I was sort of embracing my feminine side, I think. I mean, it's really cute. One-pedal driving, electronic stability control, lane departure warning, plus drowsy driver detection. So, wake up! Traffic sign information. I mean, actually reads the signs, which is wild. Tells you what the speed limit is. Rain-sensitive windshield wipers. Keyless enter and go system. Nice little cluster with a 7-inch color display. 6 speakers. Wireless Apple CarPlay. Electric doors. Got Alexa built in, which is kind of nice. Wireless charging pad. LED headlamps. And everything that's electric is going to pull on that battery. Electric. So, if you have a home charger, you get a quick charger on it, you get a full charge on this thing in an hour. So that's sort of a help. And the standard on these things, they say if you put a home charging unit in, then you're charging at night when the electricity is cheaper. Okay? So this thing was as loaded as it can get on a car this size. I did test it out. You can put 19 clowns in it. Now, that's for those that are old enough to remember when the little cars came out before, at the start of the circus, okay? But it's a cutie. Anyway, it's the 2024 Fiat 500e, and the MSRP on this thing loaded to the gills was 37.
Yeah, what about, I mean, college student, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it depends on where you go, you know? Anyhow, we need to get out of the way for a couple of minutes here and get ready for our guest, John Barnes, president of Briley Manufacturing, right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, protein, the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. 2.5 times savings over the normal protein that we feed out there because they only eat what they need. And I love the fact that the hogs and the raccoons do not mess with it. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. You buy a bunch of it, they'll bring it to you. You can get it by the bag. You can get it at all the Tractor Supplies, okay? All right, our guest today, John Barnes, president of Briley Manufacturing. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Harold?
Well, doing good. Glad I got a hold of you because, you know, I've been fiddling around Briley for decades and decades and decades. And just, you know, the other day I went, hey, let's see what's going on now, you know. And first, as I mentioned to you before we did this, let's start off historically. Did Jess Briley invent the interchangeable choke tube?
He didn't invent it. We just like to think that he perfected it.
Okay. Because early we had, like, what used to be like the cuts and what have you, attach an ugly thing on the end of a shotgun barrel and you change, screwed in things on it. But with Jess, you've got where they're inside the barrel.
Correct. And, you know, some of the really early interchangeable choke tubes, some even had like a sleeve that would screw onto the outside of the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And it allowed you that interchangeability. And then wind chokes were the first really commercially popular and available choke that was out there, and even to the point that before the system of installing Briley thin walls was around, people would install wind chokes into barrels.
Mm-hmm. Well, now Jess was a wizard, but also a shooter, right?
He was. He did a little bit of everything in his life. He had a bunch of different jobs, and he learned to machine, and well, he could machine better than the average master machinist.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now years ago, and you can tell me if this is true or not. Years ago, I was told that when I bought like a Remington 1100, the rim chokes were made by you guys.
There's a really good possibility that they were.
Okay.
So we do a lot of OEM chokes for several different companies, Remington being one of them. Browning is another, and the difference there between some of the factory chokes that we make for these contracts versus our replacement chokes that we offer, most of the time we're making the factory chokes to the specs given to us by the customer.
Right.
Like if it's Remington or Browning or whoever the case may be.
Yeah. Helps to have the right machine, doesn't it? And the right machinist when you do those things. You guys run through a lot of metal over there. You've got how many people working there now?
It's round about 90 right now.
Right. Started with two.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
started with two in a garage.
There you go. But it's amazing. Of course, they, you know, were first thinking about like the, you know, the skeet shooters and the sporting clay shooters and stuff like this. But this is also, you know, a fabulous benefit to the hunter, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And especially just since steel shot came around, you know, you might have a full choke barrel or something that you could no longer use for waterfowl with non-toxic shots. But if you install a set of screw chokes in it that are compatible with steel and other non-toxics, then your gun's versatile again.
Now, let's talk about something to me that's just absolutely fabulous, and that are your tube sets. So I'll kind of let the cat out of the bag. I could have a 12-gauge, but if I wanted to shoot 20s in it, you can make that possible.
That's correct. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So our sub-gauge tube sets, that's one of the other things besides chokes that really put Briley on the map. So we make sub-gauge tube sets where in a break-open shotgun, it would allow you in a 12-gauge to be able to put 20, 28, and 410 tubes in it. We can also install 28 and 410 tubes in a 20 or 410 tubes in a 28 gauge.
Well, of course, that was a great benefit to the skeet shooters that shot all the different gauges rather than have a box or a case with a whole bunch of different barrels. They just do the tubes.
Absolutely. And what that does is it lets you shoot the same gun for all four gauges. And that's really when scores and skeet just started to skyrocket, because people were a lot more consistent shooting the same gun versus changing to a different gun for each gauge, or even changing barrels for each gauge, because a lot of times the barrel sets, they won't really be matched weight and balance, and tube sets, they're going to be the same weight and balance. You usually either have to shoot a carrier barrel or weight up your 12 gauge to get it to be the same as the tubes in it, because when the tubes are in it, it adds a little bit of weight, obviously. But it started to make scores a whole heck of a lot higher.
Oh, yeah, it's a great thing. There's so much more to the story. Let's get our mid-show break out of the way so we can use up some more valuable time talking about the rest of the story, because there's more to it, friends. So, John, you bear with us. Folks, we'll be back shortly with John Barnes, president of Briley Manufacturing.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
The CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package, or any of 100 prizes in 7 divisions. There's over $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Progressive Insurance, Hoff Power Polaris, and Whataburger. There's a winner spotted. Is it you? Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows is back, the 2024 Hunters Extravaganza, August 16th through the 18th at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall. Fun for the whole family. Check out our hunting seminars, the latest in hunting equipment, last season's best bucks in our annual deer contest, and for the little hunters, games, live alligators, snakes, and more. August 16th through the 18th at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall. For details and tickets, go to huntersextravaganza.com.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance, and our guest, John Barnes, president of Briley Manufacturing, talking about the wonderful chokes and the sub-gauge tube inserts. But you guys can also fix anything. I mean, years ago, I was active in cowboy action shooting, and I had one of those early Rossi side-by-side 20 gauges with the exposed hammers, which they stopped importing because they refused to put safeties on them. Because the safety was half cock, and usually the safety's between your ears. But anyway, one of the firing pins broke on the thing, and I took it over to you guys, and they said, oh, we can make it even better than that. So the whole collet that holds it in, the pins, upgraded everything, changed it out. It's almost like a totally different firearm. I mean, if you can't find the part, you can make the part, can't you?
Just about. There are some things that it just ends up being cost prohibitive to do, but we can do just about anything, and we work on just about everything. We do have a small list of things that we don't work on, but a lot of people aren't even aware that we do offer full-service gunsmithing. You know, we're known very well in the world of screw-in chokes, but we also have a retail store here and offer full-service gunsmithing on hundreds and hundreds of makes and models.
Well, the fascinating too, my dad always told me never go into retailing, but you guys wound up doing it. But your store is beautiful, and it's high-end stuff too.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, but it's gorgeous. And I mean, you want to go in there, you're dreaming of that old you know, English double or Belgian double or whatever. And I remember a great story several years ago with the horrible gun laws in Australia, and you guys were getting all kinds of firearms from Australia. Some were mint, some needed to be refurbed, some needed to be fixed up, some probably needed to be sold for weight. But you really helped out a lot of people getting into some really nice side-by-sides.
We did, and we still have quite a few side-by-sides mm-hmm. available as well. Fortunately, most of those Australian guns are all completely gone now. But yeah, we bought them by the container when they had all those laws changed.
Right.
Just like you said, yeah, some of them needed to be sold for scrap weight. And I would say the ratio of that, for every 20 bad ones, there might have been one pretty good one.
Right.
So we finally weeded through all of that over the years, and most of what we're stocking is more modern sporting and hunting shotguns. We do still have some vintage stuff, but if it's been a little while since you've visited our store, we don't have the number of English doubles out there that we once did. Mm-hmm. There's still a few, but a lot of those ended up being more ornamental.
Right, right. Well, I got my beloved Boss through you guys during that time, and I tell you what, man.
Yeah,
and it ain't never going to go away. Anyhow, but also you keep talking shotguns, but also, you know, you've got your pistol division. I mean, you're making stuff. Aside from just working on my pistol or fixing my pistol or customizing my pistol, I mean, you guys have been making things, too. It's amazing what you do over there.
It is, and so we've started to do some more pistol work. At one time, we were building a ton of race guns and other custom 1911s, and we've started to get back into building custom 1911s. And recently, we've been taking Springfield Prodigy, which is basically a 2011, and setting those up for three-gun competition and other IDPA and pistol shooting. And we take them, customize them, accurize them, and that has been extremely popular. But about the most popular thing for us recently has been getting into the world of three-gun, just with setting up and customizing, modifying shotguns for the various three-gun events.
Right. Well, also something that you guys do and did for me, again, because I've known you all forever and ever, decades, many, many years ago, a total refurb on a 10/22. And you took the 10/22 of mine and made it, and I used it on a lot of prairie dog hunts, and made it an honest 200-yard, an honest 200-yard 22 long rifle. And I'm thinking now, because there's now these 22 long range events coming up, that next time I'm going to go, I never thought about this, I'm going to see what that thing of mine will do at 300, because stuff is happening now. You ever thought, you know, put the long and long rifle, but there's now some, you know, 300-yard capability out there with 22 long rifles.
Oh, yeah, there is. So you must have a BMG, a Briley match gun. We made those for several years, and we're making a little bit different 10/22 now. It's the Briley Raptor 10/22, and the magic of that one is the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And these were originally intended for a steel match where they're moving around a stage and going to different steel targets, and the barrel is ultra-lightweight. And ours, I believe, is the lightest one that's available on the market today. And what that's also translated to, other than shooting for that one kind of specific steel match, it makes an ultralight 22. So it's great to start a young shooter out with. It's great to have to carry around the ranch to play with, flink with, everything else.
Yeah.
And those have been a very popular product as well.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Guns and the barrels.
What I want to suggest to people, and Bob's going to say, love the website, right, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, I've just been fascinated listening to you guys. But, John, I've looked at your website. It is Briley.com, Briley.com. It's big, it's bold, it's beautiful. It's got so much information that you can find very easily. Go to Briley.com, and you can find a lot of information there.
You can repair anything I've got. You can build something for me. You can sell me a pair of jodhpurs if I want to go to the Highlands and whatever. Now, the store, it's fun just to walk around and look at stuff over there. It really is. Anything you'd like to leave us with, John?
I think that you've covered just about everything pretty well. I would say that right now our gunsmiths, this is a very, very rare thing for any gunsmiths. Our gunsmiths are actually pretty caught up on most of their work. So right now turnaround times are greatly reduced from what they typically would be.
Well, hurry up and get ready, because we got, September 1 is dove season, November 1 is deer season. So if you're thinking about getting some stuff done, I mean, fitting, changing, converting, cleaning, get a new stock, I mean, on and on and on, you guys can certainly do it all. Again, folks, check the website out, Briley.com. Wish we had more time, John. We got to do it again.
I would be more than happy to. I can't thank you enough for having me on, and please let me know if there's anything that myself or Briley could ever help with.
Thank you, sir. We'll be back with more friends right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle,
None are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was putting man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
Welcome back, and let's check our calendar real quick. Remember, the CCA Star Tournament goes through this month. Go to ccatexas.org on that. Going on right now through Sunday the 18th, the Hunters Extravaganza at the Freeman Coliseum Expo in San Antonio. Go to huntersextravaganza.com. August 22, Greater Houston Christian Outdoor Fellowship, annual Conroe Baptist Outdoor Expo held at the First Baptist Church in Conroe. Raffle auctions, raffles and auctions, special guest speakers like a professional bass angler Alton Jones Jr. and more. Doors are open at 5:30, dinner 6:30, tickets $25. Go to fbcconroe.org/originalsportsbanquet. And also August 24, Cass County Chapter 4th Annual Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser in Linden at the Fairview Community Center. For ticket info, go to ducks.org and go to one of those great events in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best-in-Texas Ford dealers. Check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. Be safe out there. Join us again next week.